While Jesus spoke these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose, and followed him, and so did the disciples. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, Jesus went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame of him went abroad into all that land. Matthew chapter 9 verse 18-19, 23-26. Now when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and begged Jesus earnestly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Mark 5:21-24. While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, Do not be afraid, only believe. And Jesus permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when Jesus had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child, and those who were with him, and entered where the child was lying. Then Jesus took the child by the hand, and said to her, Talitha, kumi, which is translated, Little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age. And they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat. Mark 5:35-44. So it was, when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Luke chapter 8 verse 40-42. While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. When Jesus came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, Do not weep, she is not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand and called, saying, Little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. Luke chapter 8 verse 49-56. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus entered a house filled with death, despair, and disbelief, and with a word, he brought life. When all human hope was gone, Jesus said, Do not be afraid, only believe. When the mourners ridiculed him, certain the girl was dead, he declared, She is not dead, but sleeping. And when he took her by the hand and said, Little girl, arise, she rose immediately. These are not mere stories. These are the words and works of the Son of God, who holds authority over life and death. And Jesus speaks still. He still says to the fearful, Only believe. Jesus still and rebukes the noise of unbelief. Jesus still enters the place of sorrow. Jesus still takes the dead by the hand and speaks life. Do not be afraid. Only believe. The voice that raised Jairus' daughter is the same voice that calls to every soul today. Believe him, and live.